News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, should the HSE prescribe e-cigarettes to help people quit smoking? Apparently, it's commonplace in the NHS in the UK. Is it time for the Ireland to now follow suit? One man who believes it is the Managing Director of VIP E-Cigarettes Ireland, Joe Dunn, and he joins us now. Joe, why do you think it's the right way to go to prescribe e-cigarettes to help people quit smoking?
Well, I think, Shane, the evidence coming mostly from the UK is showing us that e-cigarettes are a less harmful alternative to smoking. Like the Public Health England report last year showed from their studies that vaping or e-cigarettes is at least 95% less harmful. So that's one reason why. The second reason is that it is a viable tool that does help people stop smoking. Like even in the HICRA report last year for Healthy Ireland, it showed that of the people who tried to quit smoking in 2016, 29% of them had used electronic cigarettes to quit smoking. So I feel that, yeah, I think the HSE, Cancer Ireland, ASH Ireland should look at what the UK is doing because they're heavily endorsing vaping as a less harmful alternative and it seems to be working for over there for them.
What actually do they do in the UK? I mean, do they give e-cigarettes to people who are trying to give them up? How does it work?
Yeah, what they did, Shane, was last month in April, they had a campaign called Vapel, and what they were doing was doing vaping masterclasses in stop smoking service centres in small parts of the UK as a trial, and it seemed to have huge uptake. Also, last year was the first time the NHS had used vaping in their TV ads for the Stoptober campaign, and again, it had huge response.
Okay, now you're quite right and quite within your rights to quote the public health survey, which did find that devices were 95% less harmful than normal smoking devices. There is other research though that's less categorical. There was research last year from the University of North Carolina, which basically found showing vapors with high levels of protein potentially linked to serious lung conditions. And that survey suggested that e-cigarettes could be as dangerous as normal cigarettes and users could be prone to unique health problems. Isn't the jury still out on e-cigarettes?
Well, all I can do is quote from the major experts in this field. And if you look at the major experts or the people who are in this field for so many years and who are experts in tobacco harm reduction, not just vaping, is like there's three or four doctors in the UK, Robert West, John Britton, these guys are experts in this field and have no affiliation to vaping, and their studies and they endorse what Public Health England are saying. Yes, you're right, there was a study that was publicised last year about vaping being as harmful as smoking, but the problem is, unless you're a doctor and unless you can really look at that study showed that the test was firstly done on mice. Secondly, it was done on a vaping product that had no liquid in it. So basically, it was metal burning on metal. And mm-hmm. that's what the conclusion was. So if you look at how the study was done, so it is the same as if you and I turned on the kettle with no water in it. What's going to happen? There's going to be certain fumes or certain stuff that comes off that. Do you know what I mean? And that was the study that was last year because I looked at it and I got someone in the UK to look at it. And when you got into the nitty gritty of it, it was taken at the extreme circumstances of what a vapor wouldn't do or what someone using them wouldn't do.
The other criticism I've heard of e-cigarettes is that it might encourage people who didn't smoke at all to take up smoking or vaping rather than smoking. Is that a reasonable concern? Like it almost, and you could see kind of young kind of hipster types walking around town with vaping rather than smoking. Is that a concern?
I don't think it's a concern. I think if anybody never smoked and took up vaping, I think that would be rather silly, to be honest. But obviously some people do. And even, I think it's Dr. Lou Clancy was on your show a while ago, and he had quoted a study that he had did in relation to young people, and 10% of 2,000 of them had tried vaping. But the thing people need to remember is because there's so many smokers that have switched to vaping, smoking is now less prevalent in our society. So what young people are seeing is people vaping. So the young people, yes, are looking at adults vaping or people vaping, and they are going to try it. But if that wasn't there, Shane, and if people were still smoking, well, then the prevalence rate of smoking would be as high as it was 7 or 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that is the issue why people are trying vaping. Again, it's a minute number. I think it might be 0.5% of people, and 0.5 or 0.2% of people who never smoked or tried it would have never used it. The only way you could quantify that would be to follow someone who took up vaping that never smoked and then went on to smoke.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. Okay. All right. Look, we'll leave it there. Managing Director of VIP E-Cigarettes Ireland, Joe Dunn. Thanks indeed for that.